This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, I wanted to give you helpful bracket hints to try to get you to win your pool and everything, and maybe we'll still get to that. But Wolchuk said, nope, I demand to give people bad news. Let's go to the Wolchuk news desk for bad news.
Yes, this was Pete DeBoer as he was talking during Stars practice, and the report is Pete DeBoer saying there is a real possibility the Stars might have to play a first-round series without Miro Heiskanen. Thank you, Lucy. Miro has been working in the gym, but not back on the ice.
And when you talk about the first round, it's not a done deal just quite yet, but man, it really feels like it's coming into focus that first round is going to be the Stars against the Avalanche.
It is, and I think that you can win that series without Miro. But it's going to be very, very difficult, and you're probably going to end up going maybe to 7 games again, much like what happened last year against Vegas, and it is going to be an all-out, drag-out fight to the death.
Yeah.
Where we might not all make it out. We will lose soldiers.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Golly. Okay.
Well, there's always those stragglers.
That was more intense than I thought it was going to be.
The drummer boys.
But you need to stop what you're doing right okay. Now. All right. So it's not done. But potentially no Miro in the first round when you probably, definitely, inevitably play the Colorado Avalanche in the playoffs because we squandered our opportunity to win the division with the loss to Winnipeg last Friday.
Will you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Brian will say a lot of things on our show.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the time, like, because I love him like an uncle,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to correct him. He thinks that they're most likely going to open up with Nashville. Nashville's nowhere near the playoffs. But I didn't have the heart to tell him this.
Okay.
So, you know, and he doesn't check the text because it'll ruin your day. And he's right about this. I love the text. So even the hate ones that come in, it's like, fuel, baby. Let's go. I need this.
I don't think Nashville's going to make the playoffs at all.
I don't think so either. But let's ask him about this during crosstalk. And let's see if he's still thinking that Nashville's the first round
matchup. I'm also a little worried. Alec, quick question. Do you think I'm being set up for something bad here?
I think you are. And I'm here for it.
You think way too highly of me if you think I'm going to be able to set you up for anything.
Look, my wife will tell you, there is no one I've ever met in the history of life that I don't think could potentially be like a ninja spy. And I was like, yeah, unless they're doing this. And Jess goes, is that really what you think? Do you really think they might be doing that? And I'm like, can't rule it out. All right. In the meantime, give me cut number 8. Let's talk about college basketball.
Matawatch had it knocked out of his hands, but chased down by Foster. Proctor's open. He won't wait. Down it goes.
He feels it today, baby.
All right, I'm going to give you some bracket trends to remember when you are putting together your NCAA tournament bracket, because I know that you're going to want to go chalk, and that's the safe way to go.
Chalk it up.
And you can make an argument that there's a good chance that will keep you respectable in all of your brackets. So if you're like, hey, I don't need to win. I just need everyone to be like, oh yeah, it seems like you.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have a general idea of what's going on? Then absolutely, you can go chalk. And I think you're just fine. But if you know what, if you're like, the hell with this, I want to win this damn bracket. Yeah. I want to win this bracket and all the prizes that come along with it. I've got some ideas for you. But first, did you see that North Carolina is already working at a disadvantage because they had travel issues delaying their arrival ahead of the first four game? Do you think some no good Knicks from Duke had something to do with their travel issues?
Yeah, my initial reaction was it was a Kevin Hagelin thing. I think you put in some calls. I know you're well-respected in the airline community.
I am still bitter about that Final Four game 3 years ago.
I know you are.
And Jesse Holly wouldn't stop calling me.
Didn't him just, like, giving you a concussion, was that not enough torture? He needed to keep calling you over and over and over again?
See, one of these days, I'm convinced you guys are going to be like, they never played in the Final Four. And I like, that was just a weird fever dream from when Jesse smashed me.
Yeah.
Well, that's smash probably, that's probably.
Want to try that again, Kevin?
Not the way. I couldn't decide into the wall or the ground, and I should have just said something because the way I said it was worse.
What'd you say?
I'm not going to repeat it. But here's what is even worse. The West Virginia governor. Now, there are things in politics that I feel like we should all be able to come together on. Mm-hmm. There are also things where I'm like, you're just wasting all of our time. The governor, the elected governor, probably, of West Virginia lashed out at the men's tournament selection committee. Quote, West Virginia deserved to be in the NCAA tournament. And he got clever on you. The National Corrupt Athletic Association. Oh, sick burn. This was a miscarriage of justice and a robbery at the highest levels. He said that he was extremely disappointed and that he would launch an investigation via his attorney general to find out what happened. Get the hell out of here, man. I'm sorry. So you were team 69 instead of 68?
Nice.
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe if that was happening, you wouldn't have time for such things as this. But this is stupid. I get it. If you're upset, like I think Louisville got drastically underseeded, and maybe West Virginia should have been in instead of North Carolina. But you and your attorney general are going to do what?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. So why don't you just shut up? All right.
Yeah, quit whining.
Exactly.
You whiners.
All right. Now, how to win your bracket. Do you know how many times all four number one seeds have made it to the Final Four?
Let's go 3 times.
It's happened 1 time ever in 2008.
Gosh.
So when my wife showed me her bracket yesterday.
Oh, is that what she showed you?
That's right. She had all four number one seeds going.
So you said, we need to redo this?
I told her, I was like, you can do this however you want, but I just want to let you know, it's only happened 1 time ever. So maybe don't put that together. Do not pick UConn to win the championship. Mm. Don't let Dan Hurley know about that because he might punch you.
Oh, he will find you.
Yes, he will.
He will go full Taken.
No team has three-peated as the NCAA men's basketball champion since UCLA. In 1967 through 1973, when they won an astonishing 7 times in a row.
Jeez, 7 times in a row.
7 times in a row.
My goodness gracious, that's amazing.
Now, this is something that's going to be tough for people to think about. Alabama, number 2 seed. Mm-hmm. Maybe you like them. Maybe you don't.
Don't.
Michigan State, number 2 seed.
Love them.
St. John's, number 2 seed.
Big fan.
Tennessee, number 2 seed.
Go Vols.
No number 2 seed has made it to the championship game since 2016.
What?
I know! That is the factoid that blew my mind from ESPN.
No two seed. So it's basically a one, a three.
Yeah, and it's not to say
or anything
that
else.
They can't make the Final Four.
They just won't advance.
They won't be in the championship game, or at least that hasn't been the case in 9 years.
Okay, they did get positive news, though. Bama did on Grant Nelson.
Oh, did they really?
Yes, they did. They got positive injury news on him. They dodged one, said Nate Oates. They believe that he will be questionable for Friday, but at minimum, he should be able to play in their second round matchup on Sunday if he can't go in the first round.
And you're already looking at the East as the injury bracket with him returning for Alabama, with Flag returning for Duke. So we'll definitely keep an eye out on that. Now, this might be the toughest one to abide by. Alec, are you a daredevil when you fill out your brackets? Do you have upset city happening galore, or do you like to go chalk?
I try to keep a healthy balance, but I'd say I'd lean more towards upsets.
Okay. A double-digit seed has made the Final Four 4 of the last 8 years. So half the time. So it's more likely, far more likely in the last 8 years, that a double-digit seed will make the Final Four than a number 2 seed will be in the championship game. Whoa.
That's incredible.
It really is.
I don't know who would be the double-digit team that you like this year.
I like UC San Diego.
Yeah, that seems
well.
Like a sexy, like, to beat Michigan in the first round.
But, and that's
I've
the
got that upset, but to advance past
yeah,
there?
Yeah, but, like, I like them as a maybe a Sweet 16 sleeper. I have never been able to pull the trigger on a double-digit seed going into the Final Four. And I will tell you this. If you pick it, good for you. Part of me thinks that you got lucky every single time. I never think it's skill when somebody picks a 10 seed to make the Final Four. And that's my own fault. Because I'm like, you got lucky.
What about Drake as an 11 seed?
Love the Drake.
Drake could have a chance.
Yes.
Hey, not like us, baby.
That's right.
Say
now,
Drake.
That was a Seinfeld reference. I don't want Kendrick Lamar coming after me. That was a Seinfeld
okay.
reference.
Okay.
All right.
I apologize that I wasn't as versed in the Seinfeld world. I need to brush up.
The AP number one team. Do you know who is the number one team in all of the country heading into the tournament?
Is it the Auburn Tigers?
It's the Duke Blue Devils.
Ooh, that's why you're cherry picking.
However, oh no, this is a bad stat.
Oh, this is bad?
That means they're probably not going to win.
Uh-oh.
He's only 3 times since the year 2000 has the number one AP team won the tournament. Now, last year with Connecticut, it happened.
Okay.
But before that, you have to go back to 2012 Kentucky and 2001 Duke. So it's only happened 3 times in 25 years.
I was going to guess one of those Florida teams that went back-to-back with Billy Donovan.
Yes, believe it or not. They were probably the first one was lower rated, but the second one was probably pretty high, but not number one.
Wow.
Now, here is something that I want you to consider because this happens all of the time. The first 4 games, look for one of those first 4 teams to win another game because a first 4 team has reached the second round of the real tournament in 12 of the last 13 years.
Okay.
So if you're looking for maybe you're thinking North Carolina, there is a history of these first 4 teams winning multiple games. So I would pick a first 4 team to advance.
I think that North Carolina is the sexy pick to do that.
Okay.
With all the drama that's gone on about them getting in,
yeah.
It would make it seem very likely that all of a sudden we're going to look up when they're in the Sweet 16.
See, it could happen. Absolutely. Now, this is an important one, so you don't have to say your brackets are busted. Secondly, if you lose one game for a team that you had losing in the second round, your bracket is not busted. And if you say that, I want you to shut up.
But my bracket's busted.
No, it's not. You're never going to have a perfect bracket. It's never going to happen. Like, no team's going to go 162-0. It's not going to happen.
He just hates perfection. This guy would never have made it on Remember the Titans.
Ever.
See, I disagree. I love perfection. You just can't get to it. But you have to keep trying.
So it's unachievable.
Unless it's not.
Well,
it's been unachievable so far.
So you're saying one team's going to do it eventually?
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's not achievable.
But that's because I'm not on that team because I'm not athletic. All right. This is the one that I need you to remember.
Sure, flexible.
A top 4 seed has lost in the first round 14 of the last 15 years. So when you hear people are like, oh, 5-12, 6-11, I hear you. 14 of the last 15 years, a top four seed has lost in the first round. So take a more of a look at those 3 and 4 seeds. If you think any of them are vulnerable, that might be an upset play.
You know which one it's going to be? Yale beating Texas A&M.
I could see that. Yale, man, that game is going to be a slugfest. Both of those teams are physical as all get out. That's going to be a fun game to watch. A number 11 seed has won a game in every tournament since 2005. So we're going on 20 years now. Might want to go ahead and pick a number 11 seed. And a number 10 seed has won at least one game in each of the last 16 tournaments. So if you look at your bracket and you're going all sixes and all sevens, I would recommend, history says, you need to go and change one of those and pick a 10, pick an 11, make some different
selections.
Make
some tweaks. I need to go back and probably redo this thing.
Okay. I'm here to help. Hopefully some of these suggestions will help people out along the way.
I like this. You all right? Bless you.
I just needed to sneeze.
Yep, let it out.